I'm at the Gallows of Justice this morning. I'm catching up with a lady who works here called Nicola Burley. I'm going to introduce her to you in a sec. Basically, as part of the TEDx Lace Market event, one of the things that we're doing is making sure that all the services, as much as possible, that we use are on the same street. And the reason for that is we want to keep everything super local, super independent, and useful as possible in terms of getting the most out of this street. Because if we can have that conversation about events in one road, then we can sort of duplicate that message across the city. So we're using Lace Market Hotel to put all the speakers in. We're using Nottingham Contemporary for the actual event. And one of the key things about our event is that all the money for each ticket goes to charity. So the £12.50 for each ticket all goes to charity. So we've pretty much got about £1,000. And one of the major points about that is that we want it to go to a charity that every person who turns up and pays for a ticket effectively helps a child out. That's where we're aiming at the moment. We know there's over 1,600 plus charities in Nottingham, but we wanted to keep it super local. So I'm here with Nicola this morning. Morning, Nicola.
Morning.
So first of all, give people who are not local, who are probably going to be tuning in internationally to the event, a little bit of background about the Galleries of Justice. What is it? What does it do?
Okay, the Galleries of Justice is a museum. It's a museum of crime and punishment. We are a charity, and we are one of Nottingham's most historic buildings. We've been a trust for 20 years now. In fact, it's our 20th anniversary next year, and the museum's been open for about 17 years. Within that trust is the museum and is also the City of Caves from Nottingham, which we manage on behalf of the City Council. We are a charity, as I say. We're independent, we're non-funded, so we also have to be commercial and be a business. But the main social reason for the charity is to help children, to help Nottingham people to understand about citizenship, about keeping within the law, and about the opportunities that are available to go into the legal sector. So one of the areas that we also have within the trust is the National Centre for Citizenship and Law. That is our education division, and we have approximately 12,000 children coming through the Galleries of Justice Museum to learn about citizenship, about history, about how to keep away from crime and out of prison. And one of our major fundraising campaigns is called Help a Nottinghamshire Child. And with that fundraising campaign, we aim to raise money to enable everybody to be able to do that programme. So those that can't afford it, the schools that can't afford it, the children most at risk in Nottinghamshire, to be able to take part.
Okay, that's fantastic, because one of our speakers is talking about, Marsha Smith from Secret Kitchen is talking about a lot of stats and statistics in terms of undernourished children in Nottingham. So there's a lot of correlation with the partners that we're working with.
Polly.
Oh, God, I'm terrible. That's because I've not drank that yet. Tell us a little bit about what you do here at the Galleries of Justice.
I'm Head of Learning for the National Centre for Citizenship and the Law.
Okay.
So I manage the education provision here at the museum, also at the City of Caves, but also delivering education in the Royal Courts of Justice in London, in partnership with the Supreme Court in London, and in Northampton and Sessions House as well.
Okay. So for other people looking in, one of our things that we want to do with our event is every person who comes to the event pays for a ticket and all that money goes to charity. If we bring X amount of money from our ticket sales, how can that help? How can, say, £1,000 help the children that you work with?
We work with schools who can't afford to visit. Because we're an independent charity, we don't get any funding from any government or kind of statutory funding. So we have to cover the costs of what we deliver. But some schools in Nottingham and Nottingham County aren't able to visit us because they can't afford to pay for the for the visit. So what we do with those schools, we look at citizenship activities and we teach them about the consequences of breaking the law, not just on the perpetrator but also the victim and the community as well. So hopefully they'll learn that actually what happens if they do break the law, and then they won't break the law in the first place. Or if they are a victim of the crime, they know kind of what to do and what support's out there. We also teach them about the careers available to them within the justice system. So they can see that they can not just be a barrister or a judge, but they might want to be a magistrate one day. Particularly because magistrates, they should be a representation of society, and they're not at the moment. They seem to be the same kind of people from the same kind of background, of the same kind of age. So it's just showing them that they can do it from the age of 21 and they should be doing
the accessibility of it.
Yeah, and it's a voluntary role as well, and it's just showing them that that's available to them, and that as an active citizen, that's something that they can do.
Okay.
The other thing that we do as well is teaching them about the consequences of crime, and the jobs available to them, but also their responsibility as a citizen as well, kind of what they should be doing, what they should be voting, looking out for people, and doing things for the communities.
How do you select who gets onto the, you know, who gets access to the charity? How does that work?
So from city and county schools, it's schools who've got areas of high deprivation, really, that they can't. We look at their Ofsted reports, we talk to the schools and they tell us how many pupils they've got free school meals. And we offer to those schools. And most of the schools in Nottingham City, the primary schools, aren't able to visit us because of the cost of the visit.
Okay.
We also work with local authority and the police force and people that are also in crime prevention to work with them at the risk, at the areas they feel are at risk as well.
Mm.
And I think one of the most important things is that we're using the original courts. So the children are getting to sit in the court, play the parts of magistrates, play the parts of victims, and the criminals, and they get to debate what justice they feel that should actually result in, compared to, for example, Victorian times, Edwardian times. And we use real cases as well with our mock trials. We have over 20 mock trials, and we use real cases to actually reinforce that. And what we've found from the results is that the kids, from our evaluations, the kids learn so much more by coming into a real court with real dungeons, real caves, real police station that used to be working only 15 years ago, rather than learning it in the classroom.
Well, because you're changing the environment, right?
Absolutely.
An environment that they can go, oh, well, I'm somewhere different. And actually, yes, this is all the authoritative place where I'm going to learn this knowledge.
Yeah, we also try and get pro bono help as well from local solicitors, local barristers who come in and actually talk to the children, real people, if you like,
right,
that come in and talk to the children about their roles and what they do to break down the barriers as well, because a lot of these children never dream they could be a magistrate or so, you know, it's giving them also the self-belief and the confidence that they can achieve something. They don't have to go off and commit crimes to be, you know, to have money and to be successful.
Right. Final question to pitch to both of you. Where do you see it going next year? What things are bubbling under the surface that you're like, oh, we should do that, I really want to do that, if I can do that, if I had some finances to do that?
Yeah, one of the things I'd really love to do that we were only talking about yesterday was actually outreach, to go out to schools, so that if schools haven't got the risk assessment or they don't feel that they don't have enough staff to bring the children out here, we would love to go out to the schools themselves and to be able to give them access to this programme at less of a cost because they haven't got the coach costs, etc. So we'd love to do outreach. Polly's also got some other programmes around the country, but particularly for Nottinghamshire, we're working on a new programme. We're working to deliver an what's it called, Polly? I Pledge.
The Nottinghamshire County Council funded us previously for early intervention programmes, and we've got one running next year from January to July, and that's working again. We targeted schools in Nottinghamshire County. On a two-part programme about showing them the consequences of crime and the careers available to them. So it's an early intervention programme for year five in primary school.
I mean, the big dream is to deliver to every school in Nottinghamshire, to every child in Nottinghamshire. We're not there yet. It costs about £15 to £20 a child to pay for this programme, with the resources, with the staffing, and with the time it involves, and obviously bringing people in from the real world as well, if you like.
So when you say programme, how long is that programme? Per child?
They do some pre-work
programme, but yeah, they do pre-work before they visit, to kind of prep them up for the visit, and then it's a full-day programme from 10 till 2, and they do a trial in the courtroom, they do a debate in the courtroom, or object handling depending on the age of the groups. And also visit to the prison, the police station, just to learn from the past and then see how it affects them today, and also thinking if anything in their lives or the communities that they want to change for the future. So it's given them the empowerment to do it themselves.
Brilliant. Polly, Nicola, thank you very much.
Pleasure, thank you.